All right, man. It's time for our pre-show here for the 5th of April. I was experimenting with, you know the voice board in Uxley, the one that I use. I was experimenting. This is William Uxley. I am the grandfather of Ward. He has a name. His name is Potable Huxley. His name is Potable Uxley. He was named Potable because his father and mother were building a home over here in Santa Bagabadia. I can't pronounce it.
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. I've got my other son, Steve Uxley. Steve, come in here. My grandfather has worked hard. Yeah, all right, that's enough. But he just get over there. And in Santa Bagabalia.
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, I'm sorry. This is where I met the woman that would eventually become my wife. Her name was Gohelia.
Gloria.
My name was Gloria. Gloria. Gloria, not Gloria Go. Gloria Gung. Gloria Gunther, and she was going to be my wife, and we had a son by the name, and we gave it the name Fangster because we'd had a fun Fangster because we'd had a hamster that we loved named Fangster. We'd named it after Frank Batten, who had been a good friend of mine when I played football, and we didn't call it Frankster, we called it Fangster. So we named my son Fangster Uxley. Fangster had a boy, and they were so proud. Fangster got married to
You can cut all this out.
All right.
Just get to it, will you?
Don't tell me what to do. My grandson?
I'm your grandson, yeah.
All right, we're going to have to clean that up a little bit. So, you know, he's trying to say that his son's... My name is William Uxley.
My name's Ward Uxley. Here's my father, William.
No, my name isn't William. You keep wanting to give me a W name.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're...
My name's Gavin Uxley. My name's Gok... My name is Gogao. My name is Gao. My name is... Gavin Uxley. My name is Gavin Uxley, and I wanted so much, and that's his problem. So we got Gavin Uxley. The real name of Ward is Potable. Oh, God. So we're going to hopefully soon have available on the website homepage, you can look at the trailer for Henry. It's just a nice little way to promote the movie that my close personal friend there, Patrick Reynolds, directed and Jordan Brady produced. And I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say today I was on a great podcast called The Movies That Made Me. And it's a movie podcast, Josh Olson and the great director, Joe Dante. See, I don't even trust my goddamn memory. Who was I talking to today? Joe Dante. And, what the hell? There he is, Joe Dante. Joe Dante directed a great many wonderful movies. Gremlins, you know, he turned Gremlins into a massive smash hit. The Burbs, Joe Dante directed The Howling. Joe Dante directed one-third of the great Twilight Zone film that came out in the early 80s, like around 80, 81. And he's been at it and ever since doing brilliant work. And he was on the podcast and he paid Pat Reynolds a great, great compliment. He said it's a great, he loved it, thought the movie was great, the use of animation was great. And so I couldn't wait to tell Pat, you know, that, hey, you got a fan, man, in the higher echelons of directorship there in Hollywood. So, having said all that I just said, what are we doing? Do you know that there's a guy named Chris Hendry who's an actor in... where is he from? Is he an American? He was in some pretty good movies. Timekeeper, let's see. He was on the TV show Dad's Criminal Minds, which I like a lot. Cinco de Mayo. And all that. But It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He did played a detective on that show in 2005. Chris Hendry. Same spelling as my last name. You don't find a lot of Hendrys, man, you know. The Hendry name, the Hendry clan, whatever they want to call it, came to America from Scotland in force in the 1840s. There was a large number of Hendrys that came over. And what were they? They were what everybody else was, a farmer. And then they branched out from there. I don't think they got to California right away, but they were in, you know, back east. And I don't know, maybe the first Hendrys that came to California was my family. But my family, my Hendry family, my grandfather who adopted this little boy, who was my father, Herbert, my grandfather James, and my grandmother Mary Hendry, met in Canada. James was from Scotland. Mary was a Canadian. They were married around the turn of the 20th century, and in 1915, I think a little bit later, but by 1915, she was with child, and I think she lost the baby in childbirth, something like that, because she was in the hospital, and in those days, when you lost a baby or you wanted to adopt, the doctors would literally go over bed to bed and say, well, we have a baby here that was born out of wedlock or illegitimate. The mother's willing to give the child up for adoption. Are you interested? That's kind of how they did it. And the Hendrys adopted my father. there you go. So on my mother's side, we're Irish. We know that. On my dad's side, who the fuck? We have no idea. We do have the name. God, listen to that. Nice one, man. Okay, here we go, baby. I have never in my life been so humiliated. Where is the goddamn thing?
I have never in my life. This is Ward Nuxley, Phil. This is my father. This is my father. This is my father. This is my father. Cut. But. Hobo. This is my father, Hobo.
Your father's name is what?
It's Hobo. Mr. Hendry, hi. This is Hobo Nuxley, and I wanted to clear up. He understands, Father. I know he understands, but I wanted to clear up the.
Testing 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Testing 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Okay, that's cool. That's groovy. Phil Hendry show here, and well, we got a little. Maybe we got to do some more of the pre-show. You know. So on Friday, I start physical therapy. Dr. Jim Sadler, do you know about physical therapy?
I do, Phil, and they're going to get your arm back in shape. They're going to get you to be able to move the arm and be able to move the leg.
I don't need help with my leg, just my arm.
No, they'll help you with the arm.
Dr. Jim Sadler on physical therapy, which I'm starting on Friday. I'm starting physical therapy next Friday. I'm looking forward to it, although I know they say it's going to be painful. I mean, they take your arm, and they use heat, but they get you to stretch that motherfucker out, man. They get you to stretch that motherfucker out, and that's something that I ain't looking forward to that, man, because it's been painful trying to lift that. I will tell you, though, that the pain has subsided quite a bit. You know, I mean, we'll see. But next Friday, when is Friday? Is the 11th? No, it's going to be Thursday, 7:30 in the goddamn morning. You ready for that? I go over there to the orthopedic institute over there in Westlake Village, man. I get my shit together, get my arm back. But I was telling everybody, you know, a lot of people were talking to me on the phone today. I heard from my dear, sweet ex, Lauren. She's just a sweetheart of a girl. Lauren and I hung out for, don't know how long we were together, man, like 5 years? Is that right? Maybe three. And we had some adventures, man. We had some adventures, and she is the funniest. She's the funniest woman I've ever met in my life. But she was giving me shit because she basically was telling me, you know, well, that's you, Henry. Up one side and down the next, man. Clumsy? God damn, dude. You find a way to fall out of a building, you'll do it, you know. All right. And let's do this. Potable. Test the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. The world famous Phil Henry Show website. Have you been over lately? We've had an entire facelift. I think it looks fantastic. I think it's also easier to navigate in terms of the. Let's turn this fucking goddamn thing down. What the fuck, Phil? Testing 1, 2. Phil Henry Show here.